12/19, January is here. I mentioned this earlier, and I don't need to mention that again. John Beaver is the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm and registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates. So let's talk a little bit about how the markets are doing today. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. So the markets today are they're a little bit on sale in the last couple of weeks. Your money goes a little farther in the market today than it did a month ago. And today the market is acting like that squirrel in the middle of the road, doesn't know which way it wants to go, and just kind of keeps darting back and forth. But January as a whole was the worst month for the S&P 500 since March of 2020. We were down 5.3%. Now, March of 2020, remember, that was pretty bad. We were down a total of 35% from top to bottom in about 5 weeks. The NASDAQ also had its worst month since January of 2008, so it's been a rough start.
Is some of that inevitable? I mean, you're talking about 5 to 10% in these indices, but now the market has had such a bullish run. Is this, not a paramount correction? It's just something that naturally is going to happen.
On the one hand, it is natural. It's normal for the market to have a 10% pullback once a year. So what we're experiencing right now could be that once a year 10% pullback. However, every 4 years or so, we get about a 20% decline. And what is different from the last couple of years, we now have the Fed that is actively beginning to remove liquidity and raise interest rates. Yeah. And so that is going to affect the values of stocks.
Transitory is no longer in their vocabulary, is it?
You know, transitory to me is a little different than temporary. And when they say, you know, they have to fight inflation, that means it's no longer transitory.
Well, and it's not just a few adjustments. It's half a dozen or more, right?
Yeah. So they're talking about maybe raising rates 3 to 4 times this year. I know a couple of firms came out and said, well, maybe it's going to be 7. I think that's overkill. But they're also in the process of removing what we call liquidity in the market. So the Treasury prints money. They give it to the Fed to go ahead and, you know, put into the system to provide money for lending and to kind of grease the markets. And they've done a total of about $9 trillion since the financial crisis, about $4.5 trillion after the crisis. They took a half a trillion back, and they put another $4.5 trillion on top of all that due to COVID. Many people are thinking that's probably a little bit too much, but they are now in the process of taking that money back. The first thing they have to do is stop putting money on the table. That is called the taper, and the market is struggling with the news of the taper and the news of the rising rates.
How do they know when it's working? That is, if the next, say, rise in rates tamps down inflation enough, what's the lag time, and how do you know when your policies are having the intended effect?
So there's this phrase that we use, which is the Fed is behind the curve. That's inevitable because they're not looking at forward data. They're looking at historical data. So they're looking at, you know, data that's coming in today. Well, that data from today is really over the last month. So it takes them a little while to adjust to that. You know, we think of the market on a day-by-day basis. You know, they have to think about the market on a, you know, on almost a quarter-by-quarter basis. So they do tend to be behind the curve. I think they're behind the curve on raising rates, and I think they're behind the curve on tapering, putting money on the table, and as a result, they're going to be behind the curve in taking money back. That means inflation will probably heat up a little bit more than, well, certainly more than they anticipated. You know, we were running 2% there for many, many years, and all of a sudden we jumped to 7% last year. This year is not going to go back down to 2%, at least as we look at it at this point in time. So we'll probably, you know, run around maybe 4.5% as an estimate, and still even maybe 3% next year in 2023.
What's the upshot of that? Can you live with that, or how impactful is that going to be to me?
Well, the Fed's target is 2% per year, and that has minimal impact, although over time it does have an impact, right? It lowers the value of the dollar and how far your dollars go. So if inflation moderates in that 3% range, that should be okay. The real danger here, though, is what happens with interest rates, because the stock market prices itself partly based on where interest rates are at. So today, if we've got short-term interest rates at, you know, still a quarter going to a half a percent, maybe 1% by the end of the year, as those rates go up, stock prices will naturally come down some. So if we're going to stay, you know, at 3, 4% inflation, the market is not priced for that at this point in time. It's still only priced for, you know, in the 1 to 2% range. So the market is working on an adjustment right now.
So where does the
smart... that title affect you?
Yeah, where does the smart money go then? What are the options for people?
Well, right now, money is actually going on the sidelines for short-term money for traders. The question is this a buying opportunity? So the mantra the last several years has been, hey, every time the market pulls back, buy it. Down 3%, buy it. Down 5%, buy it. Down 7%, buy it. I'm not sure at this point in time. In fact, it looks to me like this market probably wants to push a little lower. I would welcome and like to see the market make one more leg down. I think that would get the prices adjusted to where they really need to be, and that would be a safer environment to enter. For the average investor, this is a great year to utilize what's called dollar cost averaging. Don't jump in with all the money at once. Pace it in over time.
And as the legendary Orion Samuelson used to say here, and then don't look at your statement.
Yeah.
Just put the money in there and have faith, as Terry Savage says. But watch me name drop here that, you know, never bet against America. The markets will recover, and this is maybe a longer-term buying opportunity. But in 5 years, we'll look back at this and go, I'm glad I bought it when the Dow was at 35 or something.
Very good advice, and that's why knowing your time frame is so important, right? If you're looking at 2 years, you might not want to really jump in right now because we could have volatility for 2 years here. But if you have a 10-year time frame, this is a great time to jump in.
Yeah, interesting advice from John Beaver, financial advisor, Phase 3 Advisory Services. Visit phase3advisory.com. Okay, John, nice to talk to you. Thanks for your thoughts today.
All right, take care.
You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch. WGN Radio News is next.